And don't forget, Dave, the Sunshine Sheilas will be out today.
The Sunshine Sheilas.
Where have I heard that phrase? Who's coined that phrase?
We did.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Was it myself and Dave?
Yeah.
We did the afternoon show.
Many moons ago.
That's right, I remember.
Sunshine
Sheilas. We realised and worked out that near Radio 1, so around this area, in London town, central London, just off Oxford Street, we're right in the hub, in the heart of bustling London.
Yeah.
And you see the same faces walking by, that fellow with a big 1950s hairdo, and a fellow looks like an old frail Paul Daniels, and, you know, you see them all the time.
Yeah.
Same face. That fellow looks like Adrian Charles with the glasses.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? But when the sun comes out, it's like a miracle. The sun comes out from the clouds, and all these amazing-looking women from nowhere appear. It's unbelievable. You can't walk down the street without bumping into some foxy girl in a dress looking amazing. And it's not just girls. Handsome boys appear.
I was going to say, women must find the same situation as well. Suddenly,
Where have all these hot hunks appeared from?
Sunshine Simons.
Alex stands outside Radio 1 a lot, you know, chatting to people, whatever. Very rarely does he go, and we need to get those figures through from our New York office. Whoa, mama, check him out. But when the sunshine comes out, these gods and goddesses appear from nowhere.
Accurate, except the mama. Wouldn't say mama.
Right. And we've worked out, because we did this, we got people on the phone, it happens all over the UK.
However, a phenomenon.
When the sun goes in, the good-looking people go in. And when the clouds come back, you stood outside work and you're going, where are they? Where have they gone? It's like Crufts again.
Why is that? Do you think just people generally of both sexes don't look as attractive in duffel coats?
Well, people look better when it's sunny.
They're happier.
They are happier.
I'm telling you, there are people we've never seen before or since that come out in the sunshine. Mm. We call them the Sunshine Sheilas. Mm. They are only visible when the sun is high in the sky and it's hot. And I'm telling you, you're at uni, college, work, whatever you're doing today, right? Mark my words. Have a look.
Yeah.
If we stood outside having a cigarette or you stood outside in the car park, whatever, have a little look around. Have a look and go, attractive.
Mm. Woo, attractive. Wah, wah.
Attractive. Oh, hello, very attractive. All these men are attractive. All these women are attractive. Mm.
Alec going, whoa, papa.
Whoa, not mama.
No.
Is that not the male form of mama?
It probably is, but that just sounds wrong.
Yeah. Right. So you mark my words. Make a note of it, a mental note. And then next week, when the crap weather returns, stand in the same spot at the same time, and you'll go, where have they all gone? They just disappear!
Could it just be us that's being shallow, and we notice people's bodies as well?
They're on show more, aren't they? Yeah, legs, arms, everything.
And when the duffel coats are back, like Dave says, and you're focusing on just the face.
Yeah. Whoa,
not
duffel.
As many.
Yeah, I agree.
We should find that. Do you think we've got anywhere the Sunshine Sheilas jingle?
It must be in an archive. Do you know, it's probably on Moyle's World.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
On Chris Moyle's Day. On the unofficial archive vaults of the Chris Moyle's Show.
They have a far better archive than we have ever had.
Are you searching in the jingle machine?
I can start here.
It's never going to be. This,
I know.
It's on minidisc.
Is it?
That's how old it is.
Is it?
There, the Sunshine Sheilas song was always on minidisc.
I can't even remember how it went. Can you?
Kind of like a marching band thing. Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. When the sun is in the sky, or something like that. Brian in Sudbury says, you are so right. Chris, Welsh Andy says, Chris, are you talking about these solar-powered women? Well, yeah, you're probably right, Andy.
Never thought of it like that.
Yeah.
Amen.
And then, Dave, do you want to read this text out? You can read it to yourself first if you want, and then read it out.
Yeah, do you know what? I appreciate what they're saying, but I wouldn't use the same terminology.
Right, okay.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong?
I've got it.
No, you don't.
What?
Yeah. Oh.
The Sunshine Sheilas.
Yeah.
I see. No, if it's an air check, it might have my little whiny voice on there. Hey, it's the Sunshine Sheilas. You know, when I was a bit laddie and a bit sexist. Oh, look at the knockers on that! All that. Oh, I mean, it's all an act, you've got to understand.
Yeah.
It's all, yeah.
All just for the radio. Mm-hmm.
What do we say when we see a nice woman in the street? Shall we do it in solar? That's right! They love it! Actually, do you know what? I don't want to hear that clip.
I want to hear it.
I don't.
I do.
It's a while ago. You got to remember. I was in my teens.
We've got to hear it now. It'll all be like Floor and Lovely Jubblies and all that.
People texting in going, Chris, it's true. Even the ugly people in our office get tidier looking when the weather's nice.
Yeah.
But it is true.
Everyone looks better when it's sunny.
That's true.
Martin in Warrington says, I'm a theme park manager. Imagine this situation. Sunshine Sheila's and water ride equals great day at work. I don't think you should put that in the posters, though, Martin.
Thanks for your 21st century text, Martin.
Yeah. Well, anyway, look. The Sunshine Sheila's. You don't have it already, do you?
I will faff the song.
Okay, all right. Well, you mark my words. Look out today for the Sunshine Sheila's and the fellas. Dominic, are you ready?
Ready.
So, we have good news and bad news.
Right.
The good news is that we have found the clip that we were talking about.
Yes.
The one about the Sunshine Sheilas.
Right, see?
The bad news is it's kind of a different time.
I think we've kind of moved on. If you like, I can edit this up to the point that I feel that it starts getting a bit racy.
But basically, what we're trying to say
is... Have you listened to it?
I've heard bits of it.
Well, I didn't play it all because you said you didn't want anyone to hear it.
Yeah.
So, no, they haven't heard the whole thing.
Mum and Dad, if you're listening now, you can listen to something else for a few
minutes. No, it's fine. Really? We won't play this. We won't play it. It's fine.
No. What is it?
No, listen. I would just say that I think, going on the positives, I think as broadcasters now, we have moved on and are more sophisticated than we were back then.
You've matured.
We've matured.
How I hate that.
Yeah. I feel as though there are no bad words in it, technically.
There's not bad language in it.
There's no bad language. It's more the objectifying of women and...
But it's tongue-in-cheek, though.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
What? Did Tina hear it?
Would you like Tina to hear it? Would you like her to be
I want everyone to hear it.
I'm happy
we should
to
do
edit.
Like a Sky
Where is
Sports
it?
News scenario.
Wait,
when
I took it back off. I couldn't. Oh, shit. No, I couldn't.
Can we not just listen to Tina's reaction, listening to the thing without actually hearing it? It's what they do on TV when they don't
have
rights.
I don't have headphones to be able to do that.
Oh, okay.
Would you? I'm going to ask Anna to get them for my desk, please.
Can you just put it into the system and we'll pre-fade it?
Yeah, okay.
Let's do that. That's easy. Mm. That's
okay,
all right.
Here we go.
I don't think... But when you say... What is it?
I've only heard little bits of it from the other side of the room.
Right.
And... I don't know. I mean, it's obviously of a different time.
We've only heard about 2 seconds and...
2 seconds?
Yeah, and it was a song that you were singing.
And it's right.
And I won't repeat what you were singing.
Really?
But it was a song.
What about like what? What am I singing?
You were singing a song.
It was just cheeky, really.
Four? Is it that?
It's that carry on mentality.
Exactly.
Oh, that's
carry
fine.
On mentality.
No, I don't think it's appropriate for breakfast radio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We've been doing this for 7.5 years.
It's amazing what you used to get away with, Chris.
Do you know what? You know I'm going to hear it and go, oh, that's fine.
Of course you will.
Yeah. I mean, you have to appreciate, Al, that we were like 17 or 18 at the time.
Of course.
This is true.
We were young, dumb and full of testosterone.
I don't think the listeners even knew what the complaints line was back then.
You know, as teenagers, we had a different outlook on life.
Yeah.
People are texting in now saying, just play it.
I'm sure they are.
Like, when you hit your mid-20s, you know, that comes responsibility.
Exactly.
I'm a girl and I want to hear it. Mm. That's from Dave in Chichester. No,
all right.
I just made that up.
Tina, do you want it's ready.
Go on, because she's a girl, right? So this will be a good acid test.
Do you want me
test.
To go around there?
Yeah, it needs to be my headphones here.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'll just give him mine because it's...
Okay.
This would be interesting as a kind of scientific experiment to see if Tina is anywhere shocked.
How is that for level for you?
Oh, that's fine.
Is that not too loud?
No, it's perfect. Okay.
I'm just going to play another track in her headphones and see if you can hear it bleeding through her headphones.
That's a yes.
Can you hear that?
Oh, no.
Nope.
No.
Okay, all right.
No, not at all.
Okay. Did you hear that, Tina?
Yeah, I could hear the track.
We're just talking about you. Let me just check again, just to... Tina looks really thwarted.
Whoa. Yeah. No, it's because it's sunny, isn't it?
Yeah, honestly, she always looks better in the hot weather.
What do you think, Tina, yeah?
Yeah, I like that
song. You agree?
With what?
With what I just said.
I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
That's kidding, obviously.
Right, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to play her this. It's 59 seconds long.
I didn't get past 30.
Really?
I didn't see the point of wasting the last 30 seconds of my time.
All right, we're going to play it, and you just listen to it, okay? All right, here we are. This is Tina. We'll press play now. So it's, from what I believe, I can't hear because she's got my headphones on, so let me know if it's bleeding through.
It's bleeding through a little bit.
Ever so slightly.
It's tiny, okay. But not enough that you... Yeah.
There you go. No.
All right, put both on. I remember we did a song for Sunshine Sheilas.
Yeah.
And it was about how you see... See, so far, look.
Yeah.
Mm. 15 seconds in now.
It's okay so far.
Okay so far, you see.
Nodding it.
What?
You can't say that.
Really? Wow. See, now, see...
Really?
Okay, well, she's off anyway. There's another little noise from her. I mean, she seems... She seems to be enjoying it, though. She's laughing.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
not like, oh, I'm appalled, I'm disgusted. Mm. She's...
There's more.
No, there's more.
I've heard this bit.
Well, okay. I think it's fine.
That word again.
Right.
That word again.
What word
say?
Is it?
I don't know.
Really?
You can't play that now.
Really?
Really, though?
I don't think so. Times have changed.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to hear it. But now people are texting in.
I mean, it's cheeky. It made me laugh.
It's tongue in cheek?
Yeah, of course it is.
Oh, there you go.
Of course it is.
Is it in any way offensive?
It made me laugh, but...
Is it offensive?
I don't think it is. I'm just not sure if you could use those words.
What am I saying?
Do you want to hear it, Chris?
But this is—it's not so. This was off air. This was played on the radio, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Although you realise, Chris, you will listen to this and go, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, you will.
Do you know what? You probably will.
I will. I probably will.
It's just because I couldn't imagine you saying those things now.
What am I saying?
I don't know.
It's more the descriptive nature,
right?
Of this. So, Chris, are you going to play this to yourself and we'll talk and get your reaction?
I'm going to press play now.
Okay. Bring your mic down a little.
What?
Bring your mic down a little.
Okay. What? Sunshine Sheilas. Here we go.
Right.
So...
I agree with you, Al. I think Chris will...
You haven't even heard it yet, Dom.
No,
you know how this is going to go, don't you?
I think he'll say, do you know, it's fine.
It's fine.
It's absolutely fine.
Nothing wrong with that.
All good so far.
All good so far?
Yeah, good. Good.
Tina, without saying what the words were they words that you were shocked to hear?
Well, I wouldn't like someone to describe it.
That's great! It's brilliant!
Yeah. It's more...
I think it's fine.
Of course.
Is it the context,
Al? We're going back into the singing. Wow!
Wow!
Is it of a different time?
All right. Okay. So there's one. There's maybe one phrase in there that I wouldn't have said now.
No. There's more.
I say there's two.
Oh, really? Okay. Let me keep going.
Yeah, go to the.
You move on to a different thing.
Yeah, I think
that's the phrase that Tina wrote down.
Yeah, that's what. That's the second one for me that he's writing down now.
Oh, I think that's fine. Okay, so maybe I wouldn't say that again.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
But
so how do you spell Sheila?
I don't know how to spell Sheila.
It's probably a different way. That might be Irish.
Anyway. So anyway, there you go. It was enjoyable.
I think the beginning bit is fine.
I think up to the B word.
Up to what?
Up to the B word.
It's the description of the B
word. No, it's the description of the B
word. Dave, did you hear it?
No.
Do you want to hear it?
Okay, why not?
This is painful now because now the entire country wants to hear it.
People are texting in now saying, just grow a pair and play it.
Mm. It's not our...
Weirdly. Mm. Okay, Dave?
Hey, yeah.
Can it be made available for a download?
Just tell me.
No.
Can you hear that okay, Dave?
Yeah, fine.
Okay, and it's not bleeding through?
No.
All right, okay.
It's a different set of rules, isn't it, that govern what we do.
Going to play it to Dave now. Okay, so Dave is going to listen to... This is us from the afternoon show several years ago, eight, nine years ago. Something like that.
Yeah.
Dave will react when he hears something. Let's see. So far, so good. It's going to come in the next 3 seconds. 2, 1. Let's see what happens. Oh, it's all right. See,
Dave hasn't changed much.
See, Dave, yeah.
Fine so far.
See, or fine so far.
Maybe not.
I think it's fine, you know. I really do. And it's still the same premise, by the way.
Yeah.
I tell you what it is. I'm like a young Sid James.
Right. In the carry-on
styling. Yeah.
It's a download from the fan site, chrismoles.net. Mm-hmm. That's where I got it.
You're going to crash that site now.
Well, we'll see how long it lasts.
Everyone's going to be all over. Now, the interesting reaction between Tina and Dave's gone, meh.
So.
And there's 4 seconds left. So there you go. So Dave's obviously not got a problem with it whatsoever.
Okay.
Right.
It is of a different time.
Right.
I mean, you can argue the point that in many ways it was a celebration of femininity.
Absolutely.
You know.
Would you use those same words to describe a lady in
Dominic,
front of a family member, in front of your mum?
There you go, Dom.
I agree.
But hang on a second.
I think there are
You can't use the argument of would you use that to describe women in front of your mum, because we were doing a radio show. It's not like we're doing it. Half the stuff I say on the air, I'm like...
You wouldn't say to your mum.
Yeah.
True.
Lyrically, I think...
Are you ready, Dom?
Ready.
Okay, all right.
Certain bits that we wouldn't have written now.
Yeah.
Probably just bleep the bad words someone's texted in. But see, that's the thing, they're not bad.
Yeah, there's not a single bad word in there.
Not
it's
bad
the
words.
And actually, it'll make it sound worse if you beep it, because it'll make it sound like properly offensive.
It is a celebration, I think, and Dominic's reaction is going to come any second. I think it's a celebration of femininity. You know, women tied their bras to railings or something.
I know, exactly.
Hang on. Okay, Dominic's out laughing at... here we go.
By the first no.
It did.
Right?
They protested.
I still maintain it's absolutely fine. I mean, people now will be thinking it's the most...
No, you can't say that.
Wow.
Not a million years.
Really?
Oh, I'm so relieved.
But it's very ironic.
Nice singing it. You're in tune, though.
Yeah. Thank you.
Production-wise, it's nice.
Yeah, it is a song, by the way. We haven't really explained it. It's a song celebrating these sunshine Sheilas, these attractive women that only appear when the sun is out.
Okay, I'm done.
Right,
yeah.
So...
There are a few issues in there, I would have said, yeah. Yeah.
Get Ben Cooper in here now. Where's Ben?
He won't be in here.
Ben or Andy in here.
Ben probably produced that.
Do you know what? I think that's Will Kinder territory. Not that that says anything.
It is definitely Will Kinder territory, without a doubt. I've picked out the same phrase as Tina and also you.
Yeah.
In terms of it would need a rewrite if we were re-releasing.
Which bit? Let's have a look.
The that one.
Yeah, it's only that line for me.
Yeah.
I think the boobies line is fine.
I think no.
The boobies line?
No.
Oh, come on. I mean, I could have said worse.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that's no
sure.
argument.
Yeah, that's
so.
Not the best
that's no argument. Well, I could have said this.
Why don't we beep? Why don't you go through and beep the bits that you're not happy with?
What can I beep it with?
A beep. I know what you beep it with.
It makes it sound rude.
Beep it with this. And there you go.
That'll work.
Yeah.
That'll sound fine.
If you're worried about the sexism side of things, just take out the offensive words with a wolf whistle. There you are.
I'm on it.
Hello, darling! You know, just swap it for that. Well, there you are.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
What about the... Really?
Which one? What?
The first bit is not all right.
I think because you, without saying what it is, you say a word and then you don't leave
detail.
It that.
I descriptively describe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's a description of the word. Right. I think that's
even though it's complimentary.
Yeah, and then the next
bit. Well, that's it. It is. It's all complimentary.
What if I even it out by recording? So the male equivalent of sunshine Sheilas would be what?
Hot dog hunks.
Yeah. Right? And I go with the packets, nice and whatever.
Yeah,
that would be all right, right?
No.
What? Really?
Being offensive to both sexes doesn't make...
It cancels it out.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
We're in the ever so slightly dangerous territory now, trying to explain what we're doing, but actually being more offensive than the song.
It's like a seesaw, Alad, right?
The website's crashed, by the way.
On one side of a seesaw, a fat lass eating cake, right? Or Chris, don't be horrible. On the other side of the seesaw, a big, fat, ugly bloke eating a burger. Oh, no. But what happens when you put them both on seesaw? They balance each other out, right? Think about it, my friend.
I love the theory of being offensive to both sides.
Well, no, it's not being offensive.
We weren't just offensive to women, though. Have a listen to this.
Ed in London says chrismoyles.net has now crashed.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. Listen, for those of you texting going, just play it, I'm saying I'm happy to play it. But Alan's going, no. And Dom's saying...
I don't think you should in a million years.
Saying, I don't think so.
And Dave's saying...
I'd err on the side
of
caution.
Oh, really?
Well, you know...
You're all boring poop party poopers. I could do a song about that.
the production values are brilliant on it, though.
Thank you. Well, it's a shame no one ever gets to hear it.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
It's 2 minutes past eight.
Parcel bombs have been sent to the Celtic manager. 5 minutes past eight now.
Okay, I've written a song about a good-looking fellas, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to sing this, and then you tell me if this is fine.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Right? Okay,
yeah.
Alad?
Yeah.
This is like an on-air pilot.
Yeah.
This is for all the women, and I want backing up on this, by the way. Women listening to the show. You know when the hot weather comes out, these good-looking hunks appear.
Mm. That's right.
You see them in the building, you go, who's he? Is it Diet Coke break? Where have these hot guys come from?
Mm. Well, you must see them on building sites as well, you know?
When was the last time a woman saw a hot-looking fella on a building site? Let's be honest.
Well, I don't know.
Let's be honest, Dave.
I don't know, but I would imagine if I was a woman, then it must be
Have you ever been in a conversation with women and there have been a few attached women?
Lovely-looking fella at the building site.
Talking to the single girl going, you know where you want to go for a hot man? The building site.
Tina, as a woman, do you never see in the sunshine, do you never see like hot-looking like workmen and stuff?
Do you know, I haven't with their so tops far off? In my life.
Really? You've never walked down Oxford Street and gone like that? Hello, boys! Whoa! Show us some muscles, pal!
There have been times I've really wanted to, but I've held myself back.
Yeah. That's understandable.
Yeah.
It's more, like, I think women tend to talk to men on building sites more in this fashion. You dirty, fat pervert. I think it's pretty much right, that. Okay. Yeah. From my experience when I used to work on building sites.
Yeah.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me if this is fine. Who's... Oh, hang on. Let's start again. Ready?
So this game is called Is This Offensive?
No, yeah. This is about... Right. This is about sexy
Sony,
men.
I hope you're listening.
This is about sexy men. You ready?
Yeah.
Who's that fella in tight trousers? He looks really hot.
Good so far.
Come here, mister. Let's get frisky. You are hot to trot. With your big muscles big, biceps tight, bottom two. Let's get a hotel, take our clothes off, and do something blue.
Okay.
Stop you a minute.
You lost me at hotel.
Right. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, that's what you're thinking, right?
No. Well, no, that's
it was all going so well. And then,
really?
Yeah, it's getting towards tricky territory.
And you made a noise at the end.
Went a bit murky after
I went
that.
Oh, okay.
You know, ooh, that's what women do when they see a hot man. Yeah. I've been around a bit, Dom, I know these things. Ooh.
That's what they do.
So what you're saying, does that equal it out now?
No.
So now we can play the Sunshine Sheila song.
I'm working on it.
Right.
Is this offensive?
People are now going to the website, chrismoyles.net, searching in the archive for Sunshine Sheila's and then sending me a text after they've heard it. They're loving it. Who's that fella? He is hunky. Come and lick my face. Shave my eyebrows, eat a grapefruit. Let's go for a race. What? Dogs, what?
Manchester and Liverpool, Glasgow and then Cairns.
What's wrong?
Belfast. Why would you want to shave Brighton, your eyebrows and then go for a race?
Because he's gorgeous!
Right. People come together all over the UK.
He's got a monobrow.
Tune into this brilliant show every single day.
Well, look, at least I gave it a try, right? Oh, no. Had a text message from Ben Cooper, Big Boss Ben. Yeah. Saying, should it be big girls and get it played? That's what.
Oh,
wow.
That's right then.
Really? Oh, Ben.
He said, you already have a bunch of. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Get it played.
I'm guessing he didn't say that word for word.
Yeah, yeah. I'll read word for word and I won't make any of this up, I promise.
Okay.
Now then, chubs.
Sally talks to me.
Does he? Did not know that.
Sitting here with the bird, laughing me bits off. Mm. Go on, get it played, you big Jessies. Grr, four, and that. Love, Ben.
Oh. That sounds just
and
like
him. And then he asked if you wanted to play snooker later on as well.
Yeah. He said, P.S. snooker hall, 4 o'clock. I've booked a table.
Yeah.
Well, we are going to play the Sunshine Sheila's song. For those of you who just tuned in.
This is exciting, isn't it?
We were talking about years ago when myself and Dave were two 16, 17-year-old disc jockeys.
We were young, promising broadcasters in our youth.
What happened? And we talked about how when the sun comes out, like it did yesterday and today, that these attractive men and women appear from nowhere. And we did a song about it. So I've obviously just done my song there. Like, I've just written a new song. Who's that fella in tight trousers? For you, come here. I'd like to get some jam and custard and put it on your ear. Where did you think I was going with it?
Yeah, that's perfect.
So that's the man version. And then we had the female version about Sunshine Sheila's. Now, can I just point out that we've edited this because Alan has taken out all the words that he thought might be offensive this day and age. And by the way, can I clear this up? We are having a bit of fun with this. It's not offensive.
No, there's no bad words in it. No. It's context.
Right.
And also, if you find any of this offensive,
you're wrong.
Dave's not the line the BBC normally takes.
But it's the line that we take.
Okay.
Hang on a second. Ben's just texts back. I'm with Dave, he says. Right.
Wow, that was a quick one.
If you're really not happy with this, then we can discuss after. I have another idea.
Oh, okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. But what Alan's done is he's taken out, like, cheeky words.
Yes.
And beeped them out.
No beeping.
Well, no, but you know what I mean.
Makes it sound worse sometimes. Right.
Well, now I'm thinking, wow, what word did they take out? I think you've made it even saucier.
Oh, then don't play it then.
I love it.
Well, no, because I can't. There's no bad words in it.
There's no bad words in it. But I'm going to play it.
Alan, do you know that you're on difficult ground when you've edited this, and actually Chris likes it even more.
And Chris is more keen to play it.
You failed.
Okay, so this is from our afternoon show about 10 years ago, talking about the Sunshine Sheilas. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we are.
No.
As every man knows, when the sun comes out, so do the Sunshine Sheilas.
When the sun comes out and starts to shine, and your skin, it starts to burn. All the ladies look so lovely with their sexy...
No!
...and fun.
Yes, that's right. Every man, every red-blooded male knows that when the sun comes out, women appear from nowhere.
Yes.
Not the average day-to-day munter you see working in the office block across the street.
No.
But sexy, gorgeous... Sheilas!
What?
What did I say?
Salute the sunshine Sheilas with their sexy skimpy clothes. So for you, you sunshine Sheilas, we salute them. Don't forget the sunshine Sheilas.
Don't forget their quack. What is that? Now I'm desperate to know what it is.
Well, if you like, I could look into the possibility of putting it on the Radio 1 website with, like, a warning on it, which you could approve.
No, don't.
Oh, it's gone out now. Don't forget the quack.
I think you should write an extremely PC version of that.
Okay.
Right.
Tina and I will go work on that right now.
Yeah, we will. Yeah.
We respect your feminine differences.
To you average-looking blokes.
Oh, I love it.
You're average-looking. You're the majority. That kind of thing.
So that's fine now, isn't
it? Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that wasn't offensive.
No.
Who cares about guns when you've got a beer belly? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on a second. Ben says, very tame, very disappointed. Mm. That's what he's saying. P.S. Tell Alan he's a... I'll show you that later.
We're getting texts now from people saying things like, oh my gosh, I'm a woman, I'm offended.
Oh, they're just joking, they don't mean it.
Yeah, but hang on a second, I bet you a pound, if you click on the number next to it that shows their previous text, it'll be a trucker from Bolton.
Yeah. Imagine if you got that job at Ofcom, Dave.
Who?
You're not offended, bye-bye.
Why? You're wrong.
Look at this, but look how it's in the psyche of a lot of our listeners. Hi, I remember this song I used to sing it at school. Now that, and that's from a headmaster.
It's disturbing.
Now that's lovely. See?
It's objectifying women, which is not cool.
But what's wrong with, hey you sexy Mr. Man, show your muscles, ooh. I'd like to take you to a garden fete and smother you with love and affection, kisses and cuddles, and buy a teddy bear. Don't know where I'm going with this.
That's worrying.
I'd like... I don't know where I'm going.
See, that's lovely, because that's about affection, romance, warmth.
Oh, I can do the same song, but make it filth.
I don't want you to.
Take your shirt off and let...
What? See, that's what I mean. Don't.
Okay, put your shirt on. Mm. How's that?
Is this a...
Stop looking at me. I'll call the police. Where do you want... I can go anywhere. The possibilities are endless. Mm. Hang on a second. Ben's just texting again. Yeah. Let me see what he's saying. Play a record. Well, anyway, a lot of love going out for the Sunshine Sheila song.
Yeah.
And a few requests to do a proper Sunshine Simon song for all the sexy fellas.
In the light of balance.
Well, no, what we're going to do, we've done both now, but then Alad and Tina are going to go and work on for tomorrow's show on a PC song that keeps everybody happy.
Absolutely.
Good luck with that, by the way.
So much. Oh, I bet. It'll be hilarious.
To you average-looking blokes or women, whatever, it's all fine. But you've got to make it very PC. Mm.
You are equally capable at everything. All that kind of stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Mm.
I don't know where that original music is, though, so you're going to have to find yourself a new tune.
We'll do something new.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Dominic just made up a song over the Johnny Briggs theme tune, didn't he?
No, I didn't.
You did, didn't he?
You did, silly.
Blimey, look at his lovely face. Average man, he's an average man. He doesn't really offend anybody. That kind of thing. Mm. I don't really know. Do we still have Jeff, man? Do we still average have...
8:33 now.
Okay, last word on this now. I've written a song for Average Man.
Okay.
Which is there to just keep... It's to, there to appease him.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to make his day.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to upset him.
Yeah.
It's just a nice kind of middle ground.
Mm.
Average comment for Average Man. It's Average Man's song. We'd like to hear it.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is average, not bad looking. Suppose he looks okay. Maybe married, maybe single, well, that is okay. As long as he is happy, feeling good, content with life. Hi there, fella, you are average, you can't get a wife. 'Cause you're probably weird with bad B.O. Got long toenails.
Starting to get into tricky
a little bit.
Really? Yeah. Again?
Just towards the end. Do you know, it's just the chorus, I think, that needs work.
Right, okay, I'll work on it.